Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 809 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Bill, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is DesignCrowd. All right, real quick, if you are trying to figure out how to get your logo, website, or business cards designed, you can connect with different creative minds from all around the world with DesignCrowd. DesignCrowd is a website that helps businesses crowdsource custom graphics from over 500,000 designers worldwide. So whether you're a dentist or a accountant or DJ or whatever, you can get the perfect design every single time or your money back. If you want to check them out, go to designcrowd.com/askpat, and you can also download your free guide to crowdsourcing great logos, graphics, and websites for your business. And finally, you can get $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code askpat. And now here's today's question from Bill.
Hi, Pat. This is Bill from podcastbyfriday.com. And I was looking at your website. Love your podcast, by the way. And you often talk about show notes for each episode. And as I looked at your website, I noticed that you didn't have a menu or a tab for show notes. And so my question was, have you looked at how many people actually use your show notes? I know you like to measure and track things. Do you really get traffic from them, or could you just skip them if you wanted to? And also, what resources do you use to make show notes easier to manage? Thanks for everything you do, Pat.
Hey, Bill, thank you so much for the question. You know, my show notes, I have show notes for every episode. And so for smartpassiveincome.com/session 240, for example, if you go there, you'll see the audio for session 240. But underneath that, you're going to see the show notes, which has a little bit of a summary of what that show's about, the links to the links that were mentioned in that episode, and links to the person who's my guest, and other important information about that episode. It'll also include downloads for things like the transcript and anything else that was relevant related to that particular episode. So there isn't necessarily a tab for the show notes, but there is the directory for the podcast episodes, which each have their respective show notes in them or underneath them. So that's how the show notes work. Now, I also know that they are highly attractive to people because people go to those episodes after they listen to the show because we track using a link. So at the end of every episode, for example, I even said it already earlier. For example, you can go to smartpassiveincome.com/session240. That'll take you to the show notes where, again, that audio is hosted, but all those important links and that information is there. Those are being used quite often. So I know that those are being used specifically from people who want the show notes. The show notes are really attractive to people because they don't want to have to sit and take notes the whole time. They want to get information and all the links all in one spot for them. So that's really helpful. So I do know that it is being used. In terms of skipping them, I wouldn't do that not just because it's not good for the listener who wants more information and perhaps lands on that page and before listening to your audio wants to know what that episode is about. That is another thing. But you're going to lose the search engine optimization. You know, the show notes is a great way for Google to understand what is in that audio file, and that's really important to understand. So keeping track of, you know, what are the primary keywords of that episode. And not only that, you're going to get long tail traffic keywords traffic as well. So that's something I would really, really pay attention to. And just to make sure you do. The show notes, they don't have to be very extensive. I know some people who go way crazy with them, which is great too. They're going to get even more engagement. They're going to be almost seen as articles, not just show notes, but actual articles or blog posts, you know, really valuable content on top of their podcast episodes. And you can do it that way too. But if it's something that's holding you back, don't let it. I would just go with the bare minimum, which would be, I would say, the links, because that's very attractive. And also just some summaries and things related to that episode, links to the guests and any websites that they have as well. That's going to make Google understand that this is, you know, a relevant page to that topic, and also help people who are there actually reading that just know where they're at and understand what they have to look forward to if they haven't yet listened to that episode. Or it'll serve as a reminder for people who have listened to that episode as well. Another thing you can do is you can have people do the show notes for you. I know there are a number of people who do this for a living, and there's also people on sites like Upwork.com who will listen to your episodes, whether they've come out already or they're coming out in the future, and then create show notes for them, some even putting them into HTML format, so you literally have to just copy and paste them in, which is really handy, but obviously you'll have to pay for that, but it might be worth that effort. So anyway, Bill, thank you so much for the question. I hope this helps and gives you an idea of what's going on in my end of the business related to show notes, and I would really encourage everybody who's podcasting to create them. So, Bill, thanks so much. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here is a quote to finish off the day by Jacques Ellul. And that is, "The fact of knowing how to read is nothing. The whole point is knowing what to read." You're here. And speaking of reading, next week I'm coming out with my brand new course, Smart from Scratch, where you can read, watch, and listen to all the content that I have to help you get business started off on the right foot for you. So if you're just starting from scratch and you want to get started the right way, the smart way, head on over to smartfromscratch.com. It opens up next week, and you can sign up for the waitlist there and get first access to it. And just really excited for all the brand new students who are going to be coming in. So thank you so much in advance. And again, that's smartfromscratch.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.